Unit 13, page 128, exercise 4.
Welcome to my blog. I'm a first-year architecture student, and I've won a scholarship to study tall buildings around the world. Take a look at some of the great places I've visited. Denmark is the home of Lego bricks, so I was expecting there to be some strange buildings there. I wasn't disappointed. The architects who designed Sky Village near Copenhagen must have spent their childhood playing with Lego toys. This unusual building hasn't been built yet, unfortunately, so I could only see pictures of how it will look. It's going to be 116 metres tall and is going to be made of large square units. It's designed so that more units can be added in the future. I love the design and the garden terraces. When I first saw the pictures, I was surprised that it wouldn't fall down. I've seen photos of the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. It was originally vertical before it started to lean. In Prague, however, they build leaning towers on purpose. Prague has got a lot of unusual modern glass towers, but I particularly like the Dancing House, which was finished in 1996. The building is 34 metres tall, so the view should be incredible. I wish I could have gone to the restaurant on the top floor of this building to see if the lift goes diagonally. Unfortunately, the restaurant was closed that day. Not all of the tall constructions I visited were modern. In fact, my favourites were built in the 15th century. The Meteora monasteries in Greece aren't just beautiful, they're out of this world. Some of these ancient buildings are on the top of 600-metre-high rocks, and they look like natural skyscrapers. It's amazing that the people who built them didn't have any machines. My favourite monastery was the Agia Triada, because a James Bond film was made there, and I'm a great fan of James Bond. Few tourists visit this monastery because there are too many steps, but the view from the top is amazing. The desert city of Dubai is home to the tallest tower in the world. The Burj Khalifa Tower, which was completed in 2010, is 828 metres high and has 160 floors. I had promised a friend that I'd climb the 2,909 steps to the observation floor on the top, but luckily for me, it wasn't allowed. Instead, I took one of the 57 high-speed lifts to see the view from the top. I wish I could have gone outside onto the terrace, but it was too windy. A tour of tall buildings wouldn't have been complete without visiting Shibam in Yemen. This amazing desert city is called the oldest skyscraper city in the world because of its magnificent tower houses, which are over 30 metres high. There are about 500 tower houses in the city. Shibam is about 2,000 years old, but the houses you can see there today were built in the 1500s. Even though they're made of mud bricks, they're still standing.
Reader's comments.
You're incredibly lucky. If only I had enough money to visit these amazing places.
I visited Greece last summer, but I spent the whole time on the beach. Now I wish I'd visited those monasteries.
Modern designs are incredible. I wish I studied architecture.
I'd love to live in a tall glass tower. I wish they'd build one in my town.